Football is back. And now you can listen to me. And even sometimes Keith. And now I've scared my cat.
You're listening to Wisdom of What?
Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
All right, so let's hear it for the first pancake that's going to get thrown out because everything is going wrong. Well, welcome back. So you guys have stepped through a portal into deep woods with happy birds and cheerful...
Where's my treasure?
And sunlight and sky and fresh air and...
Yeah, it's just like the happy environment that we left behind with the two races of crazy people that, like, set up peace talks and a whole, like, United Nations of...
And then we killed them all?
Of white, vibrating people.
We killed every single one of them. It was a bloodbath of epic proportions.
And, like, the black, you know... silent flashy people, and they have a trade thing, and they have shared feasts and stuff.
You fell in love with so many things, and then you killed them all.
You always hurt what you love. So, Dagon, you're there holding the top half of a very deceased dwarf in robes, dragging him along the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Thungren has stumbled out of the portal empty-handed, and is wearing torn up prison clothes, probably a loincloth, and, you know, looking good, but tired and dirty and heavily wounded. Runnus the White, perfectly clean and sparkling with his bright white cloak and his cheerful outlook. Kaylee's pretty dinged up, missing most of her weapons and equipment, limping, but still holding true. Skankra has come through with a hammer on a floating disc behind him.
Yeah.
And it's holding a ream of paperwork and a small earthen stone doll, like an earth goddess figure.
Yeah.
And as far as we can tell, Dagon has no possessions other than this dead dwarf.
Can we work on pants? Can we give Dagon pants for season two?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could definitely use some clothes. Or something, or like ferns or something that I could like tie together, or
well, the dead dwarf certainly isn't using his clothes. I'm sure you could fashion something.
I mean, I don't really want to like wear racist clothes, but yeah, whatever. Does he have pants, or what's he got?
Well, he did, but they were totally liquefied by the huge smash.
Mm.
But he was wearing a cloak. He's got the cowl.
He had a hood, right, to go over his face. Maybe that's just better for all of us if you put a hood over your face.
Yep.
I bet I know where I could put that hood, you know? That's basically all I need.
So, you're in the middle of the woods. Big, giant trees and animal sounds and... a lot of personal time and solitude. Now, one thing I don't know about either of you is you both were in the city at the beginning of this adventure. Do either of you know anything about not being in the city?
That's a good question.
Maybe at the monk box, we would have taken walks around the monastery and shit and, like, grown food with vegetables and stuff like that. I suppose.
I don't really do animal things like be on dirt.
Oh, wait. My background is a hermit. So, like, yeah, given my background, I definitely...
I'm sure the monk box had a dirt floor.
I have an herbalism kit. An explorer's... Wait, I don't have actually any of these things. I'm naked.
No, you don't. You don't have possessions, but...
I used to have an herbalism kit.
You could be a hermit in the middle of a city. You just never leave the basement.
I used to have dignity before I got chained to this one.
So, you're also on the hill. So one side of the tree forest land is going down and one side of the tree forest land is going up. It's a relatively steep hill and everyone's just listening to all the birds and animals and stuff. Go ahead and roll. What do we have? It's the equivalent of like nature. Nature. Go ahead and roll nature.
The equivalent of nature.
Roll nature.
Perfect.
I feel like Skankra's not going to be good at rolling nature.
All right, here we go. Naturey nature. Two!
How am I a plus three nature? I feel like I would just decline that.
You probably read about nature in books and said, ew, I hope that never happens to me.
Right, well, I'm assuming that's where the servants go when they are finished cleaning my house. They just go wander around in a bush somewhere. All right, here we go. Oh, 19.
All right.
Tell me about your nature.
Dagan, the buildings that people live in are very differently shaped here.
Yeah.
They're brown and they're made of wood.
And they've got green shingles that don't seem to block the rain that effectively because they're kind of like all scattered around and shit.
Skankra, so the type of tree is almost all pine needle forest. These are not the kind of trees that you would find around Underhaven. You are not in the forest right outside of the city. You don't know what part of the world you're in, but the air feels colder and wetter than you remember. Of course, it's been a while. You were just in a room full of lava, so everything's gonna seem colder and wetter, but everything just has a different feel, and the flora and fauna appear to be unknown to you, or at least different than what you're used to.
So we're deciding to shoot season two in Vancouver, because it's cheaper than LA. Is that what's happening?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, we were supposed to save, what's-his-nuts?
Thungren, yeah!
So where's our rewards?
We probably gotta take it back to the prison, right? In order to get the rewards and the statues.
And when do we get our bracelets removed? Wait, I've got this giant hammer. Put your wrist down onto the gross floor, and then I'll knock it off with this hammer.
Oh, come on, Skanky. You can lift that hammer to save your life.
It's on my floating disc. Technically, I lifted it. I lifted it with my mind.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations! It's like the first time you've ever used floating disc correctly.
It has done something every time, okay?
You know what else is funny? Like, you're not going to be able to carry that hammer anytime you want to cast another spell because you have to maintain concentration for the floating disc.
I'm sorry, what? You know, I could trade you this hammer for whatever you stole from the wizard surreptitiously.
What are you talking about? I didn't steal anything from the wizard. I just pulled him out because I figured we'd need evidence of who this racist bastard is. You know?
You don't know what the word evidence means.
Yeah, but he's good with surreptitiously. So.
Yeah.
That's true. See, I feel like whatever you may or may not have gotten from the wizard, I'm in possession of the super weapon that, for a big dum-dum, might be of use.
I'm a monk and don't use weapons, so I don't give a shit.
You don't use weapons, but you're, like, married to your little cut-cut knife you got in episode one?
Yeah, it's a simple martial weapon. You know, stabby-stab.
Is a hammer complicated? I'm sorry, I don't have average intelligence.
I don't know how to operate this device. Is there instructions?
I've been holding it against the wall and swinging these nails into them at full speed and nothing seems to happen.
I can't cut anything with this.
My teeth have never been dirtier.
So I guess let's find Underhaven?
I'm trying to figure out how we should do this.
Dagan climbs a tree.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like a great idea. But a lot of us are really wounded and tired.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like maybe we should rest or something, so...
Yeah, let's start out our exciting season two with a rest.
Yeah, I understand that you have a performance need to keep people entertained even though there's nobody out here watching us or anything. But I'm kind of worried about Thungren. Looks like he's dead on his feet and we're in the middle of the woods. So I kind of feel like we need a little bit of self-care,
yeah.
Perhaps, you know?
Self-care is important.
Should I cook us a meal? What was the biggest component of the great meal that I cooked was rotting dwarf. And guess what? We've got some. Or at least half of one.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. I'm gonna go, like, you know, see if I can find some mushrooms. Because I'm really good at nature.
You don't want to go full cannibal again? All right, well then, why don't we rest up, and I'll see if I can figure out how my exciting new hammer works.
Okay. So Thungren just collapses onto the ground. Runnus takes off his white cloak and drapes it over poor Thungren's crushed body, and then strides off into the woods to collect firewood, and you hear,
Paylor, give me strength.
You hear him smashing trees and dragging branches through. Kaylee sits down and starts binding her wounds, looks at her one remaining magical dagger and her short sword, is obviously just looking at her possessions and taking account of what she has left, because you guys left the room in quite the scramble.
Oh, yeah. Can I investigate my papers?
Yep, and your doll as well.
And my doll. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a Horgon.
A what?
What's that? Is that a spray that you use after a night of romance?
If she won't leave.
I just got it.
Horgon, take me away.
It's a Star Trek reference.
Oh.
But it's a fertility idol that they use on Ryza.
Oh. All right, cool.
I'll cut that part.
No, it's good. I like those awkward what the fuck moments. Okay, so Dagon, you are going off in the woods to climb a tree?
Yeah, climb a tree and, you know, like, look for mushrooms or food or something.
Okay.
We've got a perfectly good dwarf right here.
Climb a tree for tomorrow.
I was totally thinking that.
Okay, so Skankra, we'll go with you first.
Okay.
You're watching other people do work and taking care of other people. So you sit down, and what do you want to investigate first, the paper or the doll?
Well, I guess we got to investigate the Horgon.
Oh, okay.
It's like bug spray.
So go ahead and roll an arcana.
Nope, 9.
9.
And that's with the plus 5, mind you.
So it has a power. There's something to it. There is an energy. It seems to draw your attention, and you are attracted to it. Not in the Horgon kind of way, but...
You don't know what my thing is. We've identified what Scott's thing is, but...
It's true. I'm hoping Skankra doesn't have a thing. That's just too painful. But you don't know how it works or what it does. But you're not inclined to throw it away. Even though it's kind of ugly, it's a blobby-looking clay figurine of vaguely female. It has grass that was baked into the clay sticking out as hair. So it's really rough-looking, not awesome, not like a piece of art that you would keep on a shelf. But there's something about it.
Well, I mean, pretty much Dagon meets all of those descriptions, and I haven't thrown him away, so.
Not for lack of trying.
That's true. I need some Dagon.
Dagon. Okay, so then the papers.
I want a separate roll for this one.
Yeah, so, yeah, go ahead and do Arcana.
I'll do it better this time, though.
Already?
Holy shit.
The first one of the season!
Oh, God. All right. Awesome.
Son of a bitch.
Well, so the paper...
I wanted to do a separate roll so I could do better, not worse.
It is better for me.
So you look at the paperwork and there are squiggly things on the paper, probably done with an ink of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you look at it, the more you have a headache and you just feel like you're never gonna be able to make that turn into anything. It's just...
I'm confused. What are you trying to do my voice for? Because I've clearly turned into you. Now I'm a Muppet who's evil.
So you probably decide to put it away till later, or you could crumple it up and use it as a fire starter for when Runnus gets back with the wood. But as you're pondering which one of those two things to do, you hear this faint low boom, just boom,
boom, boom. That's always a good sign.
And the ground is shaking very faintly, and it's getting louder and louder, and Thungren has passed out or died or gone to sleep or something, but Kaylee immediately scrambles and grabs her weapons and disappears into the tree line.
Oh, shit!
Runnus is far away in the trees, breaking stuff. Dagon, you hear the thump, 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 but you're not quite sure what direction it's coming from. You know how low frequencies sound like they're coming from everywhere?
Yeah, Dagon does know that.
So Skankra, within a round, you see this form come lumbering out of the trees uphill from you and clomping down the hill in your direction. And it's about 30 feet tall. It's monstrous. It's huge. And it looks like it's made out of stone. It's covered in moss and lichen, and trees are snapping out of its way as it just wades right through them with no slowing down or anything.
Nice one, Skanky.
And it comes clomping up in your direction.
Okay, I want to do two things as quickly as I can. One is I want to hide my hammer.
Yeah, just pick it up. It'll be easy.
I'm going to cover it with some of the poor floor detritus, the things that fall from the...
Oh, the poor people's carpet?
Yeah, the poor carpet. Whatever their people...
You mean leaves?
Yeah, yes, yes. That's what I'm saying.
But this is a coniferous forest, so therefore there's only pine needles. Too bad we were in a deciduous forest, you know?
Whatever their maid didn't pick up that they should have, then I would like to cover my hammer.
Go ahead and do that and do a deception.
Good. Okay, great. 18.
Luckily, the ground is not tightly packed. There's a lot of loose stuff around, so you're able to relatively quickly make a big pile. However, do a wisdom save, please.
Oh, 21.
Cool. So while you're doing this and panicking, you are still able to focus on the spell and the hammer is still floating on the disc. So well done. But there's now a floating pile of leaves.
I meant on the ground. Okay, great. Fine. A floating pine needles. Perfect.
Well, how high off the ground is it, actually? I kind of pictured it just barely off the ground.
Yeah, I imagined it would be just barely off the ground.
But you're right. It's much funnier about 3 or 4 feet up off the ground. There's this pile of pine needles just floating in the air.
Just piling needles on top of it.
There's nothing to see here.
Love it.
Yeah. Alright, well then I'd like to do that, and then I would like to hide behind one of the furry poor sticks.
Okay.
Tree?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and roll stealth.
Guys! I shit you not. It's another one.
Holy shit.
Wow, Skanky.
Okay.
Hello! You can't see me!
Yeah, it's funny. JP was texting me the other day saying he just does not believe Keith's roles.
That's wise, but it doesn't always work in my favor.
But he doesn't believe you at all.
What could I possibly have done to break confidence of anyone here?
Yeah.
All right, so you go to hide behind a tree, but your feet tangle amongst themselves, your multiple feet, and you fall to your butt on the ground and you stare up into the face of this giant stone creature, which has now come lumbering within arm's reach and stops and looks down at you. And this deep, low rumbling sounds like stones grating on each other. And then it reaches its hand down and picks you up by your waist, just effortlessly picks you up, brings it up to its head level, and its mouth looks really big and open and full of crushing type teeth. And his breath could have been better. You see lichen and moss growing deep in the back of his throat. And then the hand pulls into his chest and its other arm wraps around the hand and it hugs you up close to the side of its face.
Yes!
And then you realize that it's patting the back of your head very gently. And again, you're hearing...
He's animal handling him!
And then kisses you on your forehead and gently sets you back down, pats you on your head, and then lumbers back down the hill.
Oh, Skanky, you made a friend!
Yeah, I've found something even bigger and even dumber who loves all things. Have we met Dagon's dad? Great.
Okay, so that was fun. Dagon, what are you doing?
So I went to look for food.
Yeah, so which one do you put on first?
Hey!
So there are three.
Mm-hmm.
One is copper, one is silver, and one is iron.
I like,
It doesn't matter. They're all going to be mine eventually.
I'm going to go with iron first.
First of all, they all fit your fingers. That's one of the amazing things about this type of ring is they all automatically resize themselves to whoever is holding them.
Nice.
A la Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on, you get this buzzing in your ears. Go ahead and roll an intelligence save.
All right, here I go.
I love that just rolling an intelligence.
Oh my God!
Oh God, do I have to write down this one?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I was just going to react to the fact that Scott rolling an intelligence save is a punchline all to itself.
I mean...
he rolled a 1-2.
Wow.
Frankly, if I were JP, I would not believe it either.
No, of course not.
The only reason I believe it is because we're really just this bad.
Yeah.
That is, huh.
Well, okay. If we ever do a video version of this, the camera does not need to be on our faces. It definitely needs to be on wherever you roll the dice.
Yes.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's interesting. Dagan, you don't have any food at the moment, so it's not going to come into play. But the pain and buzzing in your head gets worse and worse and worse.
Ow!
You taste metal in your mouth. Your teeth are grinding. It's awful.
That's a hurdy one. I take it off. Take it off.
Give it to Skankraw.
And it fades away and goes away. So that's fun. Are you done experimenting for the rest of the day?
No. I want to do them all in succession.
Okay.
What's the next one? Copper?
Copper or silver?
Yeah, let's do copper.
Okay.
Because I like copper. I got a copper ring already.
So you put it on. Were you wounded?
Yeah.
So you put it on and you heal one hit point.
Oh!
And you notice that your wounds and burns and whatever else has gone wrong with you physically slowly starting to knit together. The cuts are shrinking. Any blood that's flowing is slowing down.
Hey, all right.
Your teeth feel a little tighter in your gums. Your hair feels a little bit shinier.
Lustier. Am I like extra pinky and stuff? Like
the pink is a much healthier glow now.
Yeah.
You can see it through the whole forest like a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm.
So that feels good. That's a good one.
I like that one. Okay. So then I'm just going to put the silver one on a different finger.
It doesn't do anything.
Hmm.
Now, roll remember.
Rolling remember. 9.
Nope, never mind. It's not doing anything.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty.
All right, cool.
You're now engaged.
So we've investigated 5 awesome things. 4 of them we don't understand in the slightest, and the other one he didn't have to roll for.
It just does it, right?
Yep.
That whole journey was worth it now.
So, Dagan, were you actually looking for food?
Yeah.
Do you want to actually do a nature or a survival?
Yeah, I'm going to do a survival.
Okay.
12?
Yeah. So, funny enough, you do find mushrooms.
Hey!
Underneath a tree. They appear to be a safe kind that you read about in some book somewhere.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Or maybe when you were monking in your box. No, sorry, you're right. When your sensei was desperately trying to kill you, it was one of the mushrooms they fed you that didn't succeed.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
But as you get closer, you look down at it and you realize with horror that it is riddled with maggots. They're just twisting all through the mushroom. It's blackened and horrible and has an atrocious smell, and you are filled with revulsion.
That's odd.
If you bring it here, they're great to sprinkle on the rotting dwarf.
Well, I guess I'll just walk back and be like, hey, you guys, I found mushrooms, but, you know.
Here, give them to me. I'll make us something delicious. I'm the best chef out there.
Yeah, the last time you just made gross, dry spiders with nasty spider web, that was terrible.
Look, if you don't get fine dining, that's on you.
That's right, I forgot you had cooked again after your masterpiece.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. They were both masterpieces.
So as you come back, Runnus comes back dragging various dried logs and branches and pulls out his flint and steel, and before you know it, there is a glorious bonfire roaring in the middle of the clearing that you're in, announcing your presence to literally everything in the forest.
I don't see a problem with that. We can meet lots of new friends.
And Skankra, as you look at the fire, you expect to be warmed and dried out and made to feel comfortable, but it burns. It burns. It's horrible. You have to get away from it as fast as possible.
Oh, okay.
Everyone else is tucked in close, warming their hands and talking to each other. The steam of the cold, wet air is coming off of all of their clothes. Dagan is having a good time.
Yeah.
You are pushed farther and farther away until you're about 50 feet away from the fire, and then the pain stops.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hey, Skanky, come closer. It's nice and warm.
You know, even though you have finally barely covered your 21st dwarf, I do not need to see it lit by firelight. Leave that for Thungren and the trail of dead lovers you've left behind you.
The shadows make him look bigger.
Yeah.
It's as close as you can get to the fire. Dagan, did you bring any of those rotten mushrooms?
Yeah, I mean, I, you know,
I wanted to show Runnus and Kaylee and Thungren. Hey, what's going on with these, you know, mushrooms? Look at them, they're just all filled with maggots and shit.
Oh, those look amazing. Oh, they're fantastic.
And so she hands them out to everybody and tosses some to Skankra. Skankra, they look like normal mushrooms. They look just fine.
Mmm.
Wait.
Oh, so delicious. Mmm.
And so, Dagon, to your horror, everyone starts taking bites out of this rotten, black, maggot-infested stack of mushrooms, and they're chewing, and maggots are falling out of their mouth, and...
Oh, God! There's maggots on them, you guys!
What are you talking about? These are fresh and magnificent. We haven't eaten for a couple days because our DM doesn't take certain things into account, like eating and resting ever, so... So we're really hungry and really tired.
Yeah, I think all of our food's in the bag with the spell components.
Yes, we heard that bag going up and down a shaft during the last episode, falling and being thrown and falling.
Shit.
Paylor will supply every need of yours according to his riches in the spirit of light.
Paylor can suck my balls.
Hmm.
My father did not get along well with Paylor.
How can anyone not get along with the Prince of Light, honesty and truth, valor, and clean smells?
I find Paylor a little condescending. He's kind of a dick, and I can't imagine who would ever be a condescending dick.
And you can't stand the competition.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
I can't stand people like that.
Yeah.
Paylor is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken.
So I'm having trouble because Scott has an idea, but I don't know that Dagon would have this idea.
Well, clearly we're in hell.
If you're sent to hell by an area spell, it's a gamble for your life. If you're facing death by a dragon breath, it's a gamble for your life. You'll need a saving throw, saving throw, saving throw. You'll need a saving throw.
Skankra's Tome of Natural Science, where you can learn about the natural world without ever leaving the comfort of your home. With this single, massive book, you will learn all that you need to know about the dirty, cold, and dangerous place known as the outdoors. Here we will learn about such fascinating creatures as the Humbo Arctic Wolf, a larger animal on four legs with a thick coat of fur. Fur is a thing like hair, but for uncivilized people. This elusive creature spends most of its days avoiding predators and using its sharp canine teeth to dig in the ground and search for roots and tubers with which it will sustain its modest existence. And then, of course, there's the mystery of the brook trout, which can be found in virtually every body of water that we have yet examined, even though those bodies of water are separated by giant landmasses with no water connecting them. This, of course, proves once and for all that all trout can fly, and do so at night, where they may avoid being observed doing so. And then we turn to the common white-tailed deer. Common, you say? But not so when you see that white tail bathed in blood. This fearsome predator uses its razor-sharp spike horns to wreak havoc on all of the living creatures in its area, feasting on blood and reigning supreme in their local environment. In order to survive, the white-tailed deer must consume thrice its weight in flesh daily. Mother Nature is truly a fascinating orchestrator of unique forms of life, every single one of which may be found within the pages of this marvelous manual. But Skankra's Tome of Natural Science is not just limited to the flora and fauna. It is also filled with helpful survival tips such as never consume water from a clear, fast-moving stream. Agitated water is dangerous water. Rather, gather your liquid from calm, brackish pools of standing water that have developed a brown or greenish color. If the water is safe enough for tiny life forms, it's safe enough for you. A pro tip. Skankra's Tome of Natural Science is also a font of the very most current scientific observations that are sure to make you the envy of every wizarding convention when you casually mention to the group, It has been observed that just before the onset of winter, leaves will die and fall from the trees. This loss of leaf cover is inevitably followed by cold weather arriving. So therefore, it is obvious to any fool that living leaves generate heat and thus keep cold weather at bay. If you wish to avoid cold weather this year, surround your home with as many trees as possible and instruct them to stop allowing their leaves to die like the slacking layabouts that they are. So send 5 gold pieces to Skankra Incorporated, and he will send you this invaluable document in no time at all. We promise.
Poop, farts, balls, pee, things like that, you know. It's Wisdom of One.
If you hit the ground in a single round, it's a gamble for your life.
So Skankra, since you're the farthest from the fire and not actively looking at it because it hurts your eyes,
yeah.
You have your back sitting in the shadow somewhere. So go ahead and roll a perception.
Okay. 6. Way to try to move the plot along. Foiled again, DM.
Okay. There was a rustle in the bushes, but whatever. Some poor person with a tail or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, what is my objective at this point in the story? I need to continue building the Skankrasian order. So maybe I should go and convert some of those poors, give them the good news.
What?
Okay. So do you want to walk into the woods towards the wrestling?
Yes, I want to give the wonderful news of Skankra. It's a gift. I'm gifting them a membership into the Skankrasian order.
Okay, so just walking in, are you moving silently? How are you going into the woods? Are you announcing that you're leaving?
I'm not telling them. It's none of their business.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I shall go forth and spread the gospel of me.
Okay. Fair. If you're just walking in the woods, there's no need to roll anything. It is dusk. It's starting to get a little darker, but you can still see very clearly. So it's not like one of these trip over a root and break your neck kind of scenarios. So you go about 30 yards or so into the woods. You can hear Kaylee and the Dumb Ones talking.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band name. Kaylee and the Dumb Ones.
Kaylee and the Dumb Ones.
And you know what we're talking about, right, Sean?
Kaylee and the Dumb Ones.
Look at the thing I sent you.
Instead of Kaylee and the Dumb Ones, you could be Gem and the Holograms, like Crystal and the Holograms, but you killed her.
No, I just gotta get 30 gold pieces and drop it off to, you know.
She's on the dark web. Nothing good happens there.
Hello, dear friends. Scott had indeed texted me on the side, and I, of course, didn't notice. He is busy showing all of his rings to Runnus, Kaylee, and Thungren and asking them if they can figure out how it works. Kaylee remembers seeing the evil dwarf spin the silver ring on his finger shortly before he was killed. Ew, Dagon is now creeped out and takes off the ring. That is all.
Okay, now I see, and I now see your first message, although I knew what you were doing anyway.
Yeah, you did. That's why I thought you saw it.
No, I just know you.
Secrets. I like to point out that after I hid the hammer, I didn't tell them where I hid it.
They're going to be walking through the bushes and clank. So, Skankra, you are about 30 yards. There are noises in the woods. I mean, the woods is full of cricks and cruddles and stuff like that. But a furry creature that, thanks to your incredibly high nature skill, but no practical knowledge, you recognize from sketches that people who have gone out into this dirty wilderness have come back with drawings. It looks like a beaver.
Oh.
It's furry, has a flat tail, and it stands in front of you and squares off and goes up on its hind legs and stares you square in the eyes.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sure is normal beaver behavior as far as we know, right?
Yes. All right.
Do you want to start in on your pitch?
Yes, of course. Using my magic ring is always the best way to start off with a pitch.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I need you to do 2 rolls, please.
Okay.
Do a wisdom saving throw and then a charisma saving throw.
Ooh, okay. I rolled a 19 for the wisdom, so a 22.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the charisma. Oh, 18, so 21. Boom!
All right. You felt a burning behind your eyes, sort of a itchy, scratchy, burny, but then it fades away. So who knows what that was about, but you're able to fight it off. Well done. And now you feel fairly good about the power-up of the ring. So what was your command? What was your message?
I am the god of all woodland creatures.
Oh, God.
Okay. It gets this really confused look in its eyes and shakes its head left and forth, and then it goes down onto its knees and bows down in front of you with its little paws up in the air.
No!
Yes! I'm 10 minutes in and I've got a new slave! I mean, member of my flock.
I need to free this poor creature from the wrath and rule of this crazy fucking douchebag Skanky.
Look, I had two previous followers, but apparently you decide to kill them with lava too, murderer.
I didn't do that. That was a fucking racist dwarf. Besides which, shut up.
Yes, I don't kill everything I love. I just allow it to love me.
Yeah.
Like this beaver.
So Skanky's got a big brown beaver. He shows it off all the time. That was 1,000 times more successful than I thought was going to happen as you strode into the woods full of confidence.
All it takes is confidence.
Color me corrected. Never mind. So it is looking up at you with strangely intelligent eyes, but it is groveling and bowing at your feet and waiting for instructions, I guess.
Come, friend. Come back and meet the rest of my subjects.
And so it follows you.
I'm gonna walk back to the party, and the other members of the Skankrasian Order, we have another of our brothers.
I'm not a fucking member of the Skankrasian Order, you fucking coming up with crazy religion bullshit.
And remember, you're gonna have to be calling this over a long distance because you can't get close to the fire.
Oh, that's right. Do not make me send the beaver to kill the heretics.
What the fuck? This is so dumb.
You will receive the tail slap of justice.
That's right. All right. I have a +2 beaver.
Yeah, +2 beaver.
Oh, my God.
What is that? You could be on OnlyFans now or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, proportionally, since I'm hairless, I could use it as a merkin.
Wow. For some reason, I actually know what a merkin is. Where did I learn that? That's so upsetting.
Yeah, the random things that people pick up and never put back down again. So, Dagon, that conversation takes place.
Yeah.
What do you do with it or not do with it?
Dagon's probably like, what do you mean, Kaylee? So spin it like this? And he starts spinning it.
As you do it, there's a faint flicker in the middle of the air and a portal opens up for a very brief period of time and then seems like it runs out of energy. So it's a faint portal. It never completely appears and then fades away.
Could I see anything in the portal?
No. But you recognize it looked exactly like the portal that you left the magma-filling room.
Well, that's fine.
So instead of me describing it as like this mystical shape and color that you see, you recognize it. You walked through it 2 hours ago. You walked through it. So, so Skankrai portal appeared and then disappeared, and everyone's sort of staring at it. And
oh, so the nothing you got from the wizard allowed you to open up portals, huh?
What? I can't hear you, Skanky. You're too far away. Come closer.
Oh, I can talk louder. Do you want me to talk louder? Because Lord knows, Skankra went to opera school.
Yeah.
Yes, another school of virginity, along with the magic school.
Truly, truly. So, guys, please meet my loyal follower, Merkin the Beaver.
And there's this lump next to Skankra in the shadows that is chittering and waving one paw. It moves very much like a humanoid on its hind legs and looking up and everything.
All right. Dagon runs over and introduces himself.
So this thing looks at you, Skankra, looking for instructions.
I give it the, like, don't attack it, but don't let it fall in love with you.
Yeah, that look.
Well, too late there. That's a complicated look, first of all.
Well, don't encourage his love, because you will end up dead.
So this beaver carefully rearranges its fur to get rid of any suggestive shapes or... It's buttoned its sweater all the way up to the neck.
That's probably pretty musky, though, don't you think?
Yeah, it's rather musky, yes. So, Dagon, since you're looking in the right direction, go ahead and roll a perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah! 21!
Whoa. So you see deep in the woods behind Skankra,
yeah,
two eyes that are catching the light of the campfire and shining back. And they look very much like a coyote shape, or maybe a small thin wolf or a dog shape, that sort of thing. And it's sitting there perfectly still and staring directly at you guys and not moving.
Mm. Friend? Hi, friend!
How far away is it?
100 feet, probably.
Hmm.
Your understanding of animals is that this is unusual behavior. Like, normally, even if they looked at you, they'd be, like, pacing back and forth, getting ready to hide, and nervously twitching back and forth. This is just, like, a statue just staring at you guys.
So, Dagon's gonna do what Dagon does and do a full 70 right at it, going like, hi!
My name's Dagon!
And I'm a monk.
Monkity monk!
Grew up in a monk box. All right, so roll charm offensive.
With your minus two charisma.
maybe animal handling, maybe?
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, okay. Animal handling.
Oh, my God. It's...
Let's see.
This is so dumb.
Yeah! He proved it. It's a one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so...
We have anti-weighted dice.
Yeah, it's impossible. This is impossible. Wow!
I mean, statistically, I feel like 538 could do an entire analysis of this podcast.
Yeah, which is basically just, all right, it's impossible.
As Nate Silver would say, it's just highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Oh. Scott, roll a 1d4, please.
1d4.
And be ready to do some math.
Yeah.
2.
2.
Delete 2 from your intelligence.
Well, for the next 2 rounds, you have an intelligence of 25.
Holy shit!
What?
You know 6 additional languages and will have the ability to memorize anything you read in these 2 rounds, and you'll be able to make leaps of logic.
Holy shit!
Ah, way to push the plot forward, DM.
That's what it says. Target has 25 intelligence for 1d4 rounds, so... Book of Random.
I wonder what it must be like to be that dumb.
Right. So do I, like, know things? I look at my rings and roll Arcana.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah! That was a 19 plus 6, that's 25. I rolled Arcana on what my rings are.
So you're running at this fox thing, stop dead, pull something out of your prison pocket.
As they're screaming in terror, because you did roll a 1.
Right.
Oh yeah, the fox turned and ran. Bushy tail, boom, gone into the woods. The moment you started screaming and running forward.
Yep.
Okay, so the copper ring is exactly what you'd expect. It is a permanent 1 hit point per round healing ring.
Jesus.
And so in the time that you've done this, you're now completely healed.
Yeah.
While everyone else was eating rotten mushrooms. The silver ring is a ring of summoning portal. There is something uncontrollable about the portal. You can't quite tell what it is, but there's an element of chaos involved in the portal ring. But you know that it slowly builds energy as it is worn and moved around. And then when there's enough energy that's been stored up in it, then when you spin the ring, it will summon a portal.
Oh.
Mm.
But at the moment, it is completely depleted.
So if it's like motion activated, if you just, you know, spend 10 minutes alone in the woods, it'll be able to be powered up.
When did my Fitbit say I got all those steps?
Oh my God. You must have been running really hard.
I'm a real athlete. So yeah, something like that. And then the iron ring,
don't worry about it.
I'm really struggling with the ethics of this one. It has a depth of knowledge in it that is breathtaking. It feels like a world of libraries, the potential. So do you put it on?
Yes.
Do an intelligence save.
17?
17, that's good. So it still hurts. It's a grinding pain. It feels like knowledge is being pushed into a brain that wasn't equipped to handle it. Perhaps.
Yeah, it's like Dagon in second grade. Figuring out his colors.
Yeah.
Blue!
Oh, it hurts! Orange! Oh! Something like that.
you feel arcane spells and shapes and recipes for potions and all these equations of the universe that are spiraling together, that everything makes sense and is locked together in a really specific way that you never really thought of before. And everything makes sense. Everything has a purpose and a place, and you are going to be able to put your finger on the world in certain places that will have great effects in it, and that you'll be able to change the flows of river if you put your mind to it.
And two rounds are done.
So, and I think you'll have to do this offline, but you have gained one level of wizard.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
And you will be able to cast first level wizard spells.
I've copyrighted color spray. You can't use it.
Right now, you feel the ability to do any spell in the world, but also the clock is ticking. So.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
That's not how you would talk with a 25 intelligence.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit.
Roll high, Scott's brain.
Well, this is very interesting. I have to think about the profound nature of which my mind has been changed about the nature of rules of the universe. In fact, there's some incredible knowledge that's now stored in my brain. I think it's going to be very interesting for me to read all of the papers that are in the ream of paper over there, because I can surely infer the intentions of all the racist dwarves before me, and so therefore I'll be able to figure shit out. Okay, I'm going to read all the papers.
Listeners, if you were like, oh, you really like this podcast, I'd really love to know what it's like to hang out with Scott in real life. You just heard it.
I was going to say, Dagan, do you think that all creatures are made of these little tiny particles, and inside each one of these particles are strings of code that control behavior and form, and that that code can be manipulated in certain ways?
Almost certainly. In fact, there's probably multiple layers of gene regulation, including epigenetics.
Pass.
Regulation of gene expression through intricate lichal microRNAs and intercellular communication.
Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe.
So, Dagan starts speaking in tongues and turns around and sprints back towards the fire.
Well, that was annoying. Come, Merkin.
So, are you trying to reach the ream of papers?
Yeah, I'm definitely just gonna...
The papers are on me.
Scankraw, I think it's really important that you hand me all of those papers so that I can read them all at once and then memorize everything there is to understand about them. I will be able to interpret every intention that these racist dwarves would have done, and also figure out all of the different ways in which this world works and how we can take advantage of it. Give it to me now, quickly.
You got it. Give me the healing ring.
What?
I'll trade you.
That's dumb. Give it to me now.
Not as dumb as you're about to be in about 10 seconds.
I punch him. And then take the papers.
Merkin, attack!
Roll initiative.
23 for initiative.
Okay.
How do you get a 23 initiative?
+4 initiative.
You have a +4 initiative?
Yeah, because I got an 18 dex.
All right. I got a 14.
And your Merkin also got a 14.
So how many hit points do you have?
Plenty.
Guess what I got?
Oh, no. So as I recall, Skankrai had just barely crawled back from death, and you had one hit point, and we were joking about how that you were able to do anything due to the rules of D&D.
But then I rested forever and went up a level, so I have 500 hit points.
You did go up a level.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've rested forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd have however many hit points you gained +1, I would say.
All right, so I have 8 hit points.
Sweet.
Okay, so this is going to be just one punch, and it was a literal natural 20.
Is it a super smart punch?
I mean, it might be an extra smart punch, I feel like.
5 knuckles of intelligence.
So that'd be 7 + 6 is 13 hit points.
And then 20, so it's doubled, so.
So as I'm dying, I want to die really slow and dramatic. So that by the time I hit the ground, his 2 rounds are up.
So your theatrical dying process, what does it look like exactly? Let's put some performance in it. Go ahead and roll performance, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you have a monologue?
Shit. Yeah, I got a 13 performance.
That's a middle school equivalent.
Well, My temporarily, competently brained friend, clearly you have made yet another catastrophic mistake by not only attacking...
You can't filibuster this thing! Give me those papers!
What papers?
I want to read them right now! He's dead!
Can you be more specific?
He's dead! You can't talk!
Dagon, will a 17 hit you?
So...
Of course it will.
Hmm.
Your intelligence doesn't raise your armor class.
As every nerd in school knows, it's no protection of being smart.
All right, then yes, it does.
Okay, and then a 21 will hit.
Yeah.
So, take 16 points of damage.
Shit.
Merkin, Merkin, Merkin.
The Merkin shimmers and changes shape and turns into a humanoid creature, thin with dark gray skin, kind of pointy ears, a little misshapen, and it has a knife.
Oh, God damn it.
And a scimitar that has a faint glow around it, and he has just hit you with both of them, slash, slash, and dives between you and Skankra.
Yeah, if you are a jerkin, you'll tangle with Merkin.
It bares its jagged teeth at you and snarls at something along the lines of,
amazing.
You guys, run us, Kaylee! We're gonna need a lot of help because apparently Skankrasian Order is evil and now they have this evil guy that's attacking me.
Evil! One of us attacked the other one!
All you have to do is give me the papers and I would understand everything about the entire universe, but you selfish son of a bitch, you just didn't let me read the fucking thing that I wanted to learn!
All you have to do is give me the ring! I made a reasonable deal!
And all of these, you fucking just, I have no time!
I made a reasonable deal.
Ew. Unsubscribe. No more ever doing that voice.
Okay. So Kaylee and Runnus are standing there awkwardly, like they're not sure.
They hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
This has happened between the two of you a number of times now, and they're not quite sure which side to go on.
The Skankrasian Order, obviously.
You should not be striking each other. Paylor does not condone violence amongst friends. Adjacent.
They come charging up, definitely alarmed by this new person standing there. But in the time it takes to run up, that's the end of your second round, and suddenly everything gets more basic colors.
I can't believe Skankra filibustered this shit so I couldn't read the goddamn papers. What the fuck?
No, no, what you meant was Skankra did something. What a jerk or something.
Stalls! Stupid Skankra! I'm gonna fart at him!
I'd like to point out, I outsmarted the 25 intelligence.
I don't know how just being uncooperative equals outsmarted. I definitely could have learned everything there is to know about, like, what the fuck this racist dwarf is doing and further the plot line very easily, but no!
No, because...
Because you found it annoying and you wanted to bother me!
You would have looked up the plot that's finished!
It's not finished!
The racist dwarf is dead!
You can't kill a racist idea!
You can't kill an ism!
You can't!
Especially if it starts with J.
Oh. Are you making the ring work again?
That's right. Well, shit, am I gonna have to punch this guy to death?
He was acting perfectly reasonably to defend his master.
Yeah, so he takes a step back and is standing over the dead body of Skankra and is clearly like in a defensive crouch and is hissing at you with his voice.
All right, I'm gonna try to, persuade it.
Okay. Well, to be fair, his charm offensive that he rolled a 1 on made him temporarily be smart.
Yeah, made me really smart.
That didn't help him at all.
Yeah. The way this will work, Scott, is before next episode, give yourself a multi-class and wizard, pick all the spells and stuff that you want to know, but you're going to have disadvantage every time you try to cast a spell because you learned it under different circumstances than you are now.
Right.
Because he has dumb advantage.
So every time you try to do it, you're going to have to essentially roll twice and take the lowest.
That's still really fun, though.
He's got two brains tied behind his back.
So, yeah, I'm gonna try to...
Look, person, creature, I don't know what your name is.
Merkin.
Merkin. Listen, Merkin, you got to understand, I've known this guy, Skanky, for a really long time, but I needed to read stuff that he has on his person, and he wouldn't let me do it. And I had only a little bit of time, and he's just an uncooperative son of a bitch. But I'm really not trying to hurt you. Like, I just want to, like, talk this out, you know?
Oh, my God. Are you Aaron Sorkin? That was so persuasive.
And is this in common that you're saying this, or what?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to do...
A couple rounds ago, you knew 6 extra languages, so...
If only you hadn't wasted it.
I'm going to fucking kill you!
All right, so I'm going to roll persuasion with my -2 charisma.
Yep.
This is not a natural 1, but 0.
All right. So it holds its weapons up. It's clearly not convinced, and it stares you directly in the eyes with the unbroken gaze. Go ahead and do a wisdom save.
I start doing squats. To maintain unbroken eye contact.
Unbroken eye contact, to keep the awkward going.
Wisdom save, you say. 13?
13. Your arms start getting really heavy, and they drop down by your side, and you just have lost the will to fight anymore.
Sleepy dwarf.
Why bother? This is so pointless when you could easily walk off into the woods with this nice gray creature and... go meet his family and everything would be just fine.
Yeah, I do like to meet new people. I bet he's got a really nice family.
Okay.
And so this creature steps from over Skankra, gives him a little kick.
What?
As he does so, just right in the side, just thump right in the ribs.
What?
And starts striding away from everybody into the woods, looking at you and beckoning its hand, and you really want to go. Skankra, your hold over people goes away when you die.
What? No!
Yep.
You know, there is no religion in the world in which the death of its lord ends. It intensifies it when I rise again.
So how many death saves does Skankra have to roll?
An entire religion will be formed forever.
Dagon, you have a chance to fight it because it wasn't a complete domination. So if you want to resist walking off into the woods after this creature, do another wisdom save.
I like meeting people.
True.
Kind of goes straight into Dagon's nature. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'll just... Something is a little fishy, though. Nope. I don't really want to meet their family.
Dagon, what are you doing?
I'm going to meet these gray people's family. Because it seems like a good idea.
So you just saunter off into the woods.
Yeah.
So, do we go after Dagon or do we try to keep Skankra from dying?
You know.
Be on your guard. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous and strong.
Yeah. The faith of the Skankrasian Order.
You're dead. You can't say words.
You don't know what the savior of Skankrasia can do.
But he who waits for Pelor shall renew his strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. Does that mean we go with Dagon or go with Skankra?
Runnus reaches down, puts his hand on Skankra, and with the energy that he has gathered through his incredible faith and chanting skills, Skankra, you are healed. Back to where you were. What was that, 9 hit points?
Sure.
So you are awake, you are conscious, you're lying on the ground.
I have risen.
And Dagon's gone. Honestly, I think this is a decent stopping point. With Dagon trumping off into the woods and you coming back to life with a thumping headache.
Oh, we accomplished so much.
Yeah, great episode, guys. Hooray!
You stole the diamond from my concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You've got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the cave.